become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take
afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours on this third day of January 2005. Here we are, folks, starting off a new year. And we're not any closer to defeating the evil ones in this country. That's right, the globalists and their agendas. This is the year, folks, for us. Make that pledge. Please make that pledge. Got a late start here today, but we'll get back on track. We'll take this short break at the top of the hour here, and we'll be back with you. And, geez, I didn't get a chance to do this Friday. Carl Miller called into the program, so I want to hear people's resolve for the new year also. You don't have to make it lengthy, just short and sweet. But more importantly, whatever it is you say you're going to do, I hold you to your honor that you will do it. 800-313-9443 is the call-in.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, what kind of a year is it going to be, folks? More regret, remorse, the feeling of helplessness. What's it going to be? You know, it always amazes me. We as a species have, we're kind of a paradox. We're so good, yet we're so very bad. Now, do we learn the histories, the lesson of histories when things go wrong? Well, no, we don't. Do we really try to duplicate what's good? Very rarely, because there's a lot of opposition to good on this planet. But folks, we have an entire new year right before us, a gift from God, if you will. The man who created everything, including your freedom and your liberty. I consider not my talent to be on loan from God, but my body itself. He just lets me use it for a while. So what am I going to use it for? To promote the new world order? To get my little slice of the pie? To get my little nirvana, my little piece of heaven here on earth? At what price? My soul? I don't think so. My soul is not for sale. Anything else is negotiable. My soul, don't touch. We'll take your phone calls today at 800-313-9443. I want to hear your resolve for the new year and what you're going to do, folks. Forget what I'm going to do. I already know everything is mapped out for this entire year. I'm a very busy man, and I'm going to be five times busier than what I was before. But you folks out there, you outnumber me 100,000 to 1, million to 1. I don't even know how many people listen to the show anymore. It's hard to track it. We don't have Arbitron numbers. Advertisers keep asking, well, what's your Arbitron numbers? Well, we don't have Arbitron numbers. Not for shortwave and internet. We can take a look at the numbers on internet. But shortwave? Who knows how many people on the face of this planet listen to this broadcast every day? I hope there's a lot of them. Today, this guy, and I didn't get a chance to do this, and I wanted to mention this, Al Newhart, Gannett bigwig and founder of USA Today, suggested in his weekly column that that the U.S. should start bringing home our troops from Iraq sooner rather than later. Oh, and this guy, they wanted to burn him. I'm serious. Not that the USA Today is some, I don't know, archival conservative viewpoint in this country. It's, I don't know, it's kind of the Mickey Mouse of newspapers as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's got a lot of color and splash, and it's something that appeals to the entire country. And a lot of this stuff, I just love their editorial columns, their opinion, our opinion. Well, it's probably comes from the same person, but it's very rarely on track. But at any rate, at least Newhart did something that was notable. I'll talk about that. From the Independent, talking about putting their careers on the line. And folks, you know, there's no mystery. Everybody seems to be worried and concerned about their immediate future. Maybe they might lose their job if they stood up. Maybe I might suffer some kind of retribution. Maybe I'll be shunned by my neighbors or my family. Well, if you're going to be shunned by your family, your neighbors, your fellow coworkers, or even your boss for telling the truth, I would suggest you get another life. Because we can't get another country, folks. We're not making real estate anymore. We can't do the conquering thing and find a new country. Well, maybe we could with Canada. I don't think they know how to protect that country. It's a beautiful country. Yeah, we could. Yeah, there you go. We could give United States. We reserve the Great Lakes, though. Okay, we got to take the Great Lakes. But we'll take everything. We'll take Canada, take the Great Lakes, and, well, we'll give the entire country to the Mexicans. Why not? But you know what? That won't work either, will it? Because they would trash this country just as assuredly as Mexico is now trashed. There's something to be said about free market societies, folks. They have a little penchant for generating cash to pay for things. Well, that's the way it should be anyhow. Let's go to the phones. I want to hear what's on your mind today. We'll also get into Chief Justice. Judges need protection from politics, so says Bill Rehnquist. Maybe the cancer cells are already in his brain, or maybe he's really showing who he was to begin with. U.S. plans for indefinite terror detentions? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to do this anyhow. Remember the big brouhaha about military tribunals? And, well, you know, it looks like they were yielding on that. Well, they're right back to the plate, folks. They want to lock up forever and ever anybody that they don't agree with, and that's the bottom line. But if you have any doubt as to the terrorism laws and who and what they will affect, they're going to use it in all criminal cases. That's right. You could be locked up for the rest of your life with nobody or anybody ever hearing from you again because your government calls you a terrorist. Is this freedom, ladies and gentlemen? Is this something that you're going to accept? What life, what hell on earth this life would be if people knew better and they sat around and watched this happen? That would be a self-made purgatory. I'm showing my Catholic roots. Wouldn't it? How would you sleep at night? How could you face yourself in the morning to brush your teeth or to shave or to comb your hair or, ladies, to fix your makeup? How could you even look at yourself? Senator says lifetime terror detentions, bad idea. Duh. Get into that also. And things are not going well, ladies and gentlemen, in Fallujah. And, of course, the United States over there is dropping cluster bombs all over the place. Of course, that's been outlawed internationally. Internationally banned, but there we are over there using them on civilian populations. You know, this is a neat kind of war to fight if you have no heart, no conscience, no mind. Because what do you care? You're going to kill the enemy. Who cares the collateral damage happens to be 30 or 50 or 100 innocents around that one guy that you want to get? Who cares? This is war, right? And the end justifies the means. Let's go to Robert in Wisconsin. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good, sir.
Talking about capitalist.
No, I didn't say capitalist. I said free markets.
Okay, let's do it that way then.
Yeah.
Let's be kind to them. I think it was C-SPAN yesterday morning. They mentioned that 59% of the physicians that prescribed Celebrex and Vioxx had interest with the pharmaceutical companies. And 80% of the physicians that prescribe Lipitor have ties with the pharmaceutical companies.
Now, who are these doctors? Because you said your first number, first figure is what, 59?
Yeah, there were. That was the ones on the Vioxx and the Celebrex.
Okay, now how? Let me ask you this: how did they determine this number, and who are these guys, and how are they connected?
I heard it. Okay, this is hearsay, I guess, but it was on, I believe, it's C-SPAN. Some question came up or whatever, and they were speaking about these drugs that were being taken off and how the FDA kind of whitewashes these things through without a long-term study.
I don't know how they're sitting on the aspartame story. Have you seen one story in the media in the last month about the major lawsuits in California over aspartame? And, of course, this ties in Donnie Rumsfeld again also.
Well,
you seen one story? One at all. I've been scouring the newspapers, watching the news, not one story, mind you.
Well, see, they have this is locally. I don't mean to try to proclaim my big deal, but I was ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, and at the particular store I was at that day, had a sale on Diet Coke and Diet Mountain Dew, and people were running out of that store with cartloads of this stuff. And I'm just thinking, wow, are you really that brain dead and or uninformed or just trusting? And I guess that's the case. Essentially, we Americans are so trusting, and I got to say that for them. They're generally pretty nice people.
Well, I don't, but, you know, Robert, boy, you're being kind this year, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
This is my thing. I try to help people out. I've handed out videos. I've got letters in the editor. And you talk about getting thrown in prison, I sit here and every moment, if Homeland Security kicked my door in, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm a pain in their butt.
Good.
And this is my job. I wrote a letter to made three local newspapers that covered the entire Northeast Wisconsin. And the bottom line is I found a quote by William Somerset Maugham. And it says, if a nation values anything more than freedom, it will lose its freedom. And the irony of it is that if it is comfort or money that it values more, it will lose that too.
Well, and that's the really ironic thing to this. See, nobody gets out of this thing unscathed. For those that are sitting around huddling and counting and recounting their shekels, let them do it, because you ain't going to have enough money to insulate yourself long enough to escape unscathed what we're facing. And then you got to worry about the haves and the have-nots. You know, this is why I've always been a big proponent, Robert, of gun ownership, because criminals come in many guises and forms. They come in uniforms with badges. They come with ski masks on. Some of them even are paid for their job to boot. But how are they going to protect when things are going to hell in a handbasket in this country?
Yes,
you're not
going
to be able to pick up the phone and dial 911 and say, hey, there's an intruder in my house. you're not going to have Brink's security service calling you right away going, Mr. or Mrs. Jones, are you all right there? No, they're going to have millions of phone calls, and they'll get around to you between death and rigor mortis somewhere.
Well, I always tell them, I said, there is none of you people that I know that they're going to build a pyramid for to put all your jewels and your gold and whatnot for your afterlife. I said,
There ain't no luggage racks on hearses. I'll tell you what, hang on there 1 second, Robert,
sure.
Steve, Gary, Charles, Frank, others. We'll get up to all your calls. We'll get through this news and information of the day. First day. Ladies and gentlemen, the new year, live for the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio show.
Doesn't that sound eerily akin to what Rush Limbaugh does? Oh, I'm keeping that. We're going to keep that. I'm going to incorporate that even more. I'm so tired of Rush Limbaugh. Gosh. You think the guy would... I'm not going to be mean today. I was going to say, don't you think that, you know, it would have been kind of nice to this guy to do enough drugs where he impaired himself enough that he couldn't get behind a microphone anymore? Remember all the people out there that are feeling really bad? Oh, poor Rush. Such a mind, such a voice. He's going deaf. In the meantime, he's sitting behind his microphone swallowing Oxycontin. Enough of it to probably kill a normal elephant, folks. Half his brain. The producer just popped in my ears. It's half a brain. Oh, Robert in Wisconsin. What is going to be your resolve for this year?
Keep on doing, helping people, and writing letters. I want to give you it's the Congressional Switchboard. It's an 800 number, and it's 1-800-839-5276. That way no one has any excuses or it costs some money. They can just dial it up, and they'll just ask who you want to talk to.
And give me that toll-free number again.
1-800-839-5276.
Well.
And just call them up and rag on them.
That's timely because I'm watching George Bush in the new year, and I'm watching these news reports, and I'm watching the reporters fawn all over themselves. And, well, we talk about the war in Iraq. Not one mention of the free trade area of Americas. Well, what's Mr. Bush's agenda for this year? Not one mention of free trade area of Americas slated for January this month. Not one word.
Well, I got a letter from my senator, Feingold, who didn't vote for NAFTA, and he's trying to stop the free trade area of the Americas until certain conditions are met. And this came out of me calling his office.
There's the caveat. Until what conditions are met?
Okay. Wages so they don't put any American companies out of work. That was it.
Well, they won't.
Well,
they'll just be owned by Americans only operating in a foreign land.
Yeah. And but I got this letter and for calling up, and the first thing I said is impeach, you know, come up and make the motion to impeach George Bush for crimes against humanity. And I get pretty serious about this stuff. So I got letters back from my congressman and from one of my senators. And I don't know if people are aware of it, but if we can get one senator to not certify the election in the Electoral College, which is the Senate, that it can't go through.
That's why they didn't have any senators stepping forth to begin with.
I understand, but I'm just saying, if people have the power in their hands, we've never lost it.
We just haven't used it.
It's always been in our hands.
But then you'll have people, Robert, and then I got to let you go.
Okay.
Then you'll have people, and we've talked about the Reconstruction, how they flipped the government, how it's de facto, not de jure, that we're not in control of it. It's not guided by the Constitution. We've discovered everything they've set up is nothing but agencies. But having said all that, the people there literally with their finger on the button, ready to destroy or finish destroying this nation, these are the people that we need to be talking to. And not in a threatening manner, just say that, look, here's the deal. You people screwed up. So before we exacerbate any of these problems, I think we should be putting this on hold for a while. Don't you? We have our plate full right now with Iraq. Just turn it back on them and just let them know that this is not the time to be doing this. Because I'll tell you what, be honest with you, they're pulling out all the stops. They're throwing everything at us that they possibly can. This wag-the-dog war that we're fighting right now, yeah, it serves many purposes. And while that's going on, what are the little skullduggery people doing behind the scenes to make sure that we've joined this global governance? That's their objective. That's their mission. The rest of this is just smoke and mirrors, and unfortunately, it's killing one heck of a lot of people in the process.
Yes, it is. I wish you a very happy New Year, and that we can sustain this through perhaps another year.
All right. Robert, thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. All right. Yeah, folks, I don't see that we have an option. You know, and there's nothing wrong with enjoying what you're doing. Folks, I'll be honest with you, this is not the easiest thing on the planet to do what we do here. But it's by no means the worst. I mean, I look at it this way. I could be rotting in a jail cell someplace or be dead, and I'm neither. I've got the air in my lungs. I've got a spring in my step. Why don't you? If you're going to demonstrate to somebody that, hey, I'm going to give you a lot of bad news, but you better have a quiet confidence and a small smile on your face. Because if you don't convince anybody else to join the fight, they're not going to. You know, I've never saw a recruiter yet that tells a guy that they sign up for the military that, there is a downside to this. You could be shot to heck and back. You could have as many holes in you as Swiss cheese. Or the Veterans Administration really doesn't step up to its part of the bargain and taking care of you. And, well, we've lied a lot. Still want to join? Sign here. We'll be back. Take the short break. Steve, Gary, Charles, Manuel, Lee, and others. Everybody hang on. I want to hear your resolve, folks. And I want to hear it, mind, body, and spirit. What's going to be on your agenda for the next year?
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back. Boy, there's a lot of stuff happening here, folks. Daryl is big contributor to the broadcast from France, Lyon, as a matter of fact, will be joining this network for a two-hour program on Saturdays. We're firing that thing up as we speak. And this is going to be a perspective from the European Union, which is going to be, this is something I want more of, folks. We can have, you know, our opinions centered around of what we're doing here, but it's refreshing to get viewpoints and insights from outside the United States, especially from an American citizen that knows about the globalist plan, the agenda. Oh, let's not say conspiracy. That might upset somebody. And also, Robbie Noel will be joining us if everything goes well and we get his box out to him. He'll be joining us hopefully Thursday on the network, and he'll be running Monday through Friday. And I don't know if we're running him from 11 to 1 or from 12 to 2. We haven't made up our mind yet, but he'll be doing a two-hour show in the afternoon right on Republic Broadcasting Network. And more people are calling the network, want to get on. And folks, We're going to do this the sane way. You know, I've been talking to several people over the last couple of days about networks and people that had businesses to support that network and how things would always get kind of just out of kilter. For some reason, things always went astray, jumped off track, whatever you want to say. Well, that's not going to help happen here, folks. I was going to say not if we can help it. No, we can help it. It ain't going to happen. We put together a fine network with some fine people running it, a very good talk show host on the air. We don't have any place else to go but up, but we're doing this incrementally. We've been open now for 6 months. We've got a pretty good start on this. The next year, folks, there's going to be major things happening surrounding this network. So I want you guys to hang on. I'm tired of people talking. Or when they're afraid to do anything, they drop on knee and just say a bunch of prayers and then just sit there like a deer in the headlights. Let me remind you folks out there, deeds, okay, words without deeds are nothing. So keep that in mind. Let's go back to the phones. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Real quick, I went to a Social Security seminar, and we were studying that Medicare Part D that's supposed to take in effect in 2006, and it's the biggest ripoff. It's like $420 initially just out of your pocket, but you wind up spending up to $5,000 for senior citizens. I really think that the government is trying to choke us to the point where we are total serfs.
Okay, but back up here a little bit. I had not heard these figures thrown around. What's going to cost up to $5,000?
Well, what's going to happen is in 2006, I think beginning in January, the out-of-pocket costs, it's going to be that what you have to meet per year without the deductible is $420.
Oh, so you now have to pay for your Social Security?
No, not your Social Security, your Medicare.
Okay.
Medicare did not have a prescription part to it.
Okay.
Now they've added this part to it, and I just learned this. And the plan is so draconian, and 98% of the senior citizens don't know that they're going to be paying, by the time they pay their out-of-pocket expenses per year, it's going to be between $2,000 to $5,000.
Oh, and where are they going to get this money if they're already on Social Security?
Well, you know what? This is the whole thing. This is where I get into choking us between the illegal immigration and cheap labor and the prescription drugs and what they cost. I think that people in very high positions aren't just trying to drain us financially. They most certainly want to put us to the point where we are so at their mercy.
Well, there's a couple of different ways you can do this. Either you can run a totally socialistic society, and whereas you convince people that what they're paying into the system, you're okay, don't everybody get upset, you're only paying 65-70% of the money you make into the system, but look how well it works and look how much good it does. There's only a couple different ways to bankrupt a country.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's even worse than that because it's getting to the point now where things are happening so fast today. I mean, in the next couple of years, I mean, I'm really not afraid. I'm kind of looking forward to what's going to happen because all the people you warn, they're just willing to accept everything for what it is.
Well, I've often entertained that little thought that there'll be a day where I won't even have to say anything, not I told you so, anything else.
Yeah, but one thing that kind of disturbs me, Mr. Stadtmiller, is the fact that I'm afraid that what's going to happen is most people are going to just accept things for what they are, and in reality, it seems like most people like being slaves to the system.
No, I don't think that they like being slaves, but they don't like doing extra work on top of work.
Right.
If you take a look at what the American family is going through, we used to call them the nuclear family.
Right.
You know, 20 years ago, we were discussing throwing terms around as latchkey kids, and this is when both parents decided to work because they still wanted to have a nice home and, you know, have money for vacations and maybe sock a little money away for Johnny or Susie for college or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a bunch of people trying desperately, on top of all the taxation and all the schemes and the scams to empty out their wealth, still trying to maintain a standard of living. And this is, I won't say it's become their god, because money is, I don't think it's their god, but it's the position that they have, and they're desperately trying to hold on to it. They do not know, A, that the system, that has let them down so far is totally going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just going to...
But it's being done by design. I think
they
could slow it down, but the fact that they want to charge senior citizens, there's got to be a systematic plan being designed, because I feel that these globalists want to collapse the economy. It's called a crash course in doing whatever they need to do by taking your rights away, by letting the illegal aliens come in here. I mean, it's...
Or here's another school of thought.
Right.
That they're just preparing you for the new socialized America as part of the global union. So we've got a condition, and not all Americans are brain dead.
Yeah, but I would say that it's a very small percentage that don't get their – that most people get their news from MSNBC and Fox. I mean, to find people that listen to alternative media, I mean, it's a small percentage.
Well, Steve, let me ask you a question. When we had our bumper stickers here, did you get a bumper sticker and put it on your car?
I'm going to have to order one. I don't have one now.
Now, I'm not going to pick on you here. I'm not going to beat you up. Not too bad anyhow. But how do we get other people to hear the news that we put out if we don't tell them about it? This is as a talk show host on this network, as the chief cook and person responsible for the bills here at this network,
right. It
fascinates me that people will sit around and complain, well, we need more help and blah, blah, blah. But they won't put a lousy, stinking bumper sticker on their cars.
Well, I do plan on doing that, because I think that that's a start. But just getting people to, I mean, I guess it is a good way to do it. I'll tell you one thing positive, though, John, is that when people hear shows like yours or Alex's, what generally seems is that their interest peaks to the point where they're laser-lock focused on the show, whereas like a Glenn Beck or a Rush Limbaugh, it's the same old rhetoric.
Sure.
But it seems that there is something when you speak the truth seems to get people so focused on listening to it.
Well, and I've said that. We have broken all the radio molds.
Right.
Very, very few times in radio history here in America has there been programming as important as this. And you're exactly right. They do a radar lock. The minute the program comes on, until the time that it goes off, people are paying attention as to what's being said. I even have people call me up and say, well, John, you used that an acronym wrong, or you used this word wrong, or you spelled... We got people out there hawking every period, every dotted I, every sentence, every paragraph, every show.
Right.
And that's fine. That's fine. But that this shows me that the content of the material...
Right.
Once people do hear it, they radar lock in on it, and they're absorbing. Now the problem is maybe there is
something that has to do with the truth that laser locks people. I mean, makes people so focused.
Yeah, they haven't heard it in such a long time. It's like a triple blue light special at Kmart.
When you watch a Fox News debate and they'll say, "Oh, these are typical liberals." I wonder though if people at some level realize that this is just a bunch of Hegelian dialectic spin, where it's just really fluff news. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist.
Steve, we have to start out with baby steps. First, we have to get them listening to the programming.
Right.
Once they listen to the programming, they get their information. They then decide what they're going to do about it.
Right.
But we're only going to do that if we get the numbers in order to affect that change.
Sure, that's true.
That's my mission for the next year. I don't know what you're going to be doing.
Well, no, I'll probably be doing with the thing with the bumper sticker as a start, but I am going to definitely witness more and tell people that to be prepared. It's like I said, it's hard to tell people. I think what it is this comfort zone. Denial is easy when you have a nice, like you have a boat and a nice car, and you don't want to deal with inconvenient facts.
We were talking about this the other day. Paul, what is the commercial out there where the guy is in credit card debt and it shows him around his house mowing his lawn, barbecuing, and he's got this grin plastered on his face and he says, "I'm out of control and I don't know what to do about it." This is where people are at today.
Right.
They don't have their mortgages paid off. They don't have their cars paid off. They're living the illusion of what America has to offer with none of the substance.
Yeah, the only good thing that will come out of this is if we do have to become a communal society or for whatever, we might start talking to our neighbors, but that's a long shot, because I think people are going to take the path of least resistance.
Steve, why don't you just do this?
Okay.
Why don't you just keep plugging at what you're doing?
Okay.
Don't presuppose the outcome of it.
Okay.
Just put a smile on your face, carry your burden lightly, and just march on, my friend.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir, and look forward to listening to more shows.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Gary in Georgia, thanks for holding. Hello, Gary.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Last Thursday, you and
memory test.
Desi.
Yes.
We're talking about NoX.com and how it, there was something evidently on there that was affiliated with judicial system and the commerce, and I didn't pick it all up. You evidently didn't have it all down 100% either, because when you went in for it, you messed it up, and from what I remember, she had to go in and correct you. Does that make any sense?
No, none at all.
Okay.
If you're talking about me trying to get it up on the computer, she had to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what it was then.
Oh, okay then.
But I don't know. Well, I can get NoX.com, and I'm not sure where I go from there. I can't figure out where to go from there.
All right. Well, we'll have to have Desi back on, and she'll explain that. So just tune in for Thursday. Oh, no, that's right. We're doing a pledge drive for the network Thursday. You'll have to hang on probably for another week or so. But we'll make sure that she goes over that information. And this was just new information. She has much more background on this. So when we have her back up, we'll have more information about it. Okay, Gary?
I know it's almost impossible to try to absorb it all. But thank you very much.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you in on a little secret. People tell me I give away too much on the air. But I'll let you in on a little secret. Half of what I've discussed on this program in the last 12 years, I don't get. So if anybody out there is feeling stupid that they're not getting this right off the bat, don't.
That's the reason we got to put a bunch of people together to working together on it, because even the dummies can come up with a good suggestion every now and then, and I certainly don't. Desi's so far past me, it's unbelievable.
Well, and one of the things that must be done, and I've talked about this, but we've never had the means in which to do it, but it looks like we just might here in the future, is to put together a foundation, you know, with real people that are paid, that are not, you know, doing this a week or a day or two out of the week, and then they've got to run off and go do this. Now, we're talking about people that are paid within a foundation, that they're there 24/7, that once we find something that works, we cookie-cutter this thing and we get it out there in mass. If something is changed, the other side catches on, okay, we bring it back in the house, perfect it, put it right back out there. This is what has to be done. We've got to start throwing wrenches into their works, because they sure have thrown a major one into ours. So we have good minds. We have good minds. The one thing that's been lacking is most assuredly been money, but it's also been organization. But not organization as in you have a hierarchy and then you have millions of members. Not anything like that. Because I think we can survive just nicely in our little smaller cells working with each other, you know, whatever the case may be. I'm not an advocate of setting up major things, because they get infiltrated and destroyed every single time. So just stay tuned with this, Gary. You're going to see a lot of things. I'm going to be calling on the better minds, and I've met most of them here in this country, and you know, probably know them by name as well as I. And these are the people that I'm going to be going after in the future to be doing exactly this. We've got a lot of hard, serious work to do, and it's got to be structured, and we don't have a lot of time to waste or a lot of resource to waste.
I agree. I'm glad to hear that Noel's coming on.
Yeah, Robbie's a good guy. I mean, he really is.
I had listened to him before. He is on the money. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And he'd evidently been there and done a lot of that.
Oh, yes, sir. That's what I like, experience.
It helps, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
I appreciate it, sir.
Okay, thanks, Gary. Appreciate your call. Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you as I live and breathe, my friend.
How you doing, right?
I'm doing okay. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I think this year I'm going to switch over and try to get this guy with Jack Lane, the guy that fights the police, the world order, military.
Jack who?
He's a policeman. I don't hear him on the radio no more. You're
talking about Jack McLam.
McLam, I'm sorry.
Well, he's on the network.
But I can't get him. I can't.
Well, that's because he doesn't have any shortwave yet, and we're going to try to seek to remedy that problem also.
Yeah. I think this year I'm going to let the public alone, because I think they, don't get mad, but I just think they're in another world here. They'll gripe, but they don't want to do anything. So
Charles, you know what? Think about this, my friend. If the good Lord could give you a peek back, say, 100 years, okay, say we're 100 years in the future, and you're sitting up there and the right hand of God, just enjoying heaven and all that stuff. And
yes,
that shows you something that what you accomplished with all the people that you've reached out and touched. Would it surprise you to know that you changed a lot of people's minds?
Well, yes, sir. Like I say, but they're in their comfort zone, and they're just scared to get out of it.
Not yet. I mean, how are you going to be in your comfort zone when you ain't got no zone no more? And that's when people are really, really going to be in need.
I think this year, me and my wife were talking about getting some little cards, business cards, and passing out with the web sites on it.
Sure.
To say, fight the New World Order, and we're going to start doing that. I had to quit making the tapes. I don't know if you know, they stole all of my equipment.
They did?
Oh, yeah, about 2 months ago. Some kids, I didn't even report it, just 13, 14-year-old kids. I let them play some ball on the property. My son-in-law, they stole my 4 televisions and 8 VCRs, and only Mr. James helped me, and you know Mr. James.
Yes.
And he helped me up. He sent me a bunch of tapes and really good tapes, but I did manage to keep the tapes. So I'm going to go one way or another with the business cards. I'm going to get in one area this year instead of a whole bunch of areas.
All right. Well, I for what you've done, Charles, I don't know, if for the new listeners out there, if you don't know what Charles in Louisiana has been through down in his little neck of the woods, it's not exactly been a picnic, but you've hung in there.
Well, I get too emotional, and people tell me, well, you say too much praise on the radio. And I say, why don't you call in and you give your opinion? They won't even call in, scared to call in. And that is hundreds of listeners listening right here in Louisiana. I know because I had bought radios, old secondhand radios, and gave them to you. To people, got them fixed, and put up antennas for them. I'm bent over backwards. I mean, I'm so tired, but I can't quit fighting. But the American people's got to just gird up their lungs and get ready for a fight, because that's what it's going to take.
All
get
right.
out there every day and do it.
All
like
right,
you.
Charles, keep plugging, my friend.
And thank you for what you're doing, sir.
All righty. We'll be right back.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
We do have a virus alert out there. CNN announced it. I think this is people that work for the dot-com companies that do this so they can spell sell more of their spyware or blockers. Worst virus ever. Please send this to everyone you on your contact list. A new virus has been discovered that has been classified by Microsoft as the most destructive ever. The virus was discovered yesterday afternoon by McAfee, and no vaccine has yet been developed. This virus simply destroys Sector Zero from the hard disk where the vital information for its functioning are stored. The virus acts in the following manner. It sends itself automatically to all contacts on your list with the title, A Card for You. Now, as soon as the supposed virtual card is open, the computer freezes so that the user has to reboot when the central alt and delete keys or the reset button are pressed. The virus destroys Sector Zero, thus permanently destroying the hard disk. Yesterday, in just a few hours, this virus caused panic in New York, according to news broadcast by CNN. Now, the alert was received by an employee of Microsoft itself, so don't open any mails with the subject, a virtual card for you. As soon as you get this in an email, delete it, even if you know the sender. Now, please pass that on to all your friends, folks. Hard drives and computers, they're not fun things sometimes. I can attest to that. Back to the phones, Manuel in Pennsylvania. Hello, Manuel.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing well, sir.
Okay, first I want to talk about the FX original event, smallpox. Don't know if you've heard of it yet.
Yeah, I saw the promos for it. I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Oh, boy. But first, let me speak on something about my cousin. I have an older cousin. He's 25.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet an American citizen. He's working on that.
Right.
He's learning to speak English fluently.
Good.
What happens is, well, of course, he knows how I feel about that. Well, recently, during the time off on these days of the mad sun worship and, you know, the like,
mm-hmm.
He came down here from Boston. We were speaking on many things. Now, you want to talk about a hunger for the truth. As I told you, he doesn't yet speak English. That notwithstanding, as I was sitting there reading and talking of the things going on in the world and perusing websites downstairs in my father's office, he wanted to read the websites. He wanted to read the information, although he yet does not even understand the English well enough to even digest the information. He was struggling. And the look in his eyes, you know, the hunger for the truth.
Right.
To activate his mind because he knows for his family, he must fight this. Believe me,
yeah.
Will is out there.
Yeah, he's 25, a third of his life is already gone.
Yeah.
To see that kind of fire in somebody.
Oh, the fire. And what really struck me was he doesn't even understand the English. And he's reading with me. What does this word mean? What does that mean?
Yeah.
That's incredible to me, and that's what I like to see. And believe me, many out there want to fight the righteous fight. So,
well, and we're going to need, everybody that we can get.
Oh,
you know, we played around with the idea before of putting an hour long Spanish program, but I've yet to find anybody that speaks Spanish fluently that knows that we know that can get this information because we've got, you know, we got millions of people in this country, Manuel, that doesn't speak the King's English. If you know what I mean.
Well, that's great that you want to do is speak in Spanish, but. You know, I like English. I speak Spanish. I speak it at home. My family came from the Dominican Republic. It's only my generation that was born and raised here, was born and raised in New York. But I speak English. I tell all my family members, young and old, you got to speak English.
Right.
Yeah, you got your phony Univision. You digest your phony fake news. But, yeah, that's all great. You watch your soap opera. But remember, we speak English.
All right. I'll tell you what, Manuel, hold on 1 second. Lee, Bob, and others, you want to join us on air today. This is the first program. Live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, in this year, 2005, there is many things in store, folks. We're not going to let any dust or any mold gather on this. We're going to push this thing and push it hard. 800-313-9443, if you'd like to. I want to hear your resolve for the next year, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hear the personal responsibility that you're going to take, and you're going to see it through. For you international shortwave listeners out there, 3210 on your shortwave dial. Hour 2 of the National Intel Report coming up. Stay tuned. We'll get to all of your calls right after this.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.